So this is a topic we've talked about before, so I know you've seen it, and some people might have been like, yeah, I don't know if I want to see that topic. I don't know if I want to talk about it. Those are the people that probably need it the most, but we're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on going. So being accountable. Being accountable. I'm so excited about certain things that God drops in my spirit. All things added. Like, we are not going to stop until all things are added. Not just in our marriage, but we're not going to stop because the enemy wants us to get discouraged. He wants us to slow down. He wants us to be frustrated because he knows what happens when all things are added, right? Because when all things are added in your relationship, your marriage, with your spouse, with your children, with your family, with your bloodline, then you become an example for other people. And that's what the enemy's trying to hinder us. He's trying to stop us. But we're going to bust the devil in the mouth with everything we have. We're going to bust him up and let him know he is a loser. He is a loser because we already know he's a liar. And all liars are losers. So being accountable was one of the tips that God just kept saying, this is part of the problem. People, either they're not accountable or I've given them a person to be accountable to and they're not obedient. You got to be accountable, and then you got to be willing to be obedient to the accountability. And many of us have multiple people we have to be accountable to. Like in the natural, we need to be accountable to our bosses. When we're young, we're accountable to our parents. But when we grow in the spirit, God gives us people we need to be accountable to, and we've got to utilize that accountability to stretch us. What do I mean by that? If you're going to be suitable, you cannot be accountable to someone who's going to tickle your fancy. You might need to sip on that. Someone is going to say, you know what? Yeah, you can say whatever you want. You don't have to deal with that. You don't have to be accountable. Be accountable to someone who is going to take you to the word, even if it hurts. Let you know what God is saying, even if it's a little tricky. Even if it's going to really buffet your flesh. Honestly, our accountability really needs to buffet our flesh. It's not really to make us just feel good. Because if we're honest, buffeting our flesh doesn't really feel good, but it makes us grow. And to be a helpmeet that is suitable, you got to grow all the time. Because when I tell you, God is like, this is my expectation. And when I get that, I have a new expectation for you. We don't get comfortable because we're helpmeets that are suitable. We cannot get comfortable. We cannot get comfortable. To be accountable, you won't get comfortable. To be accountable will not be comfortable. You better sip twice on that. You get comfortable, I doubt if you're suitable. Yeah. You get comfortable, I doubt if you're suitable. Because when you're tapped into God, because this is a kingdom assignment, when you're tapped into God and you're seeking first the kingdom and righteousness, you're constantly growing. You're constantly shifting. God is constantly speaking. And when God is speaking, we're growing. That's accountability. That's accountability. And sometimes God will send us people to help keep us accountable. Leaders and those who are walking alongside us that are like-minded and mentors, coaches, programs, pastors, leaders, friends. I'm telling you, in this season, you better find good accountability. Partners, you better find good accountability. And be obedient to that accountability. But ask God about it. Ask God about it. So I am Yvette Benton, the author of Help for the Helpmeet. I'm going to make a suggestion. Get your Helpmeet book out again. Something has shifted in this season. A lot is going on in the body of Christ. And for those who want to be and stay suitable, I'm finding that many of us are hearing from God. I read it before. I might have even read it multiple times. I wrote the book, and God's got me going back in. Like, get in there. Get in there and be accountable to my scripture at the next level. Get in and be accountable to my word at the next level. at the next level. And so having someone be accountable, it doesn't mean you're around them a lot. Doesn't mean you have to contact them a lot. That's relying on someone too much. What it is someone that's watching and can correct and can shape and can help mold. And when you're off track and you hear their voice, like your pastor can help hold you accountable, and you may never actually have an individual conversation with your pastor. But when you go to church, your life needs to be, you know, pulled in. Like, okay, pastor, yep, you're right. That scripture checked me in my spirit, and I'm going to shift. Now, your pastor won't be able to keep you accountable if you don't obey when you feel that tug in your spirit. That's necessary. When you feel that tug in your spirit, you cannot go with your flesh. You have to go with the word if you're going to be suitable. All right, get into your book, God's Strategy for Becoming His Helpmeet Suitable. His is relevant. His helpmeet suitable and your spouse. His helpmeet suitable and your spouse. That happened at church today. Where you're going to church, you should hear something that's like, oh, now I'm accountable. Now I'm responsible for that word. When you hear a word, that's accountability. If you're not seeking out word that's going to sharpen your discernment, that's going to buffet your flesh, then you're trying to go the easy way out. You're not accountable. You're not accountable. You're not accountable. Let's do it. All right. Give us the grace to stay accountable, my Lord Jesus. Sometimes you have to realize that God is speaking even within speaking. Hebrews 13 and 5. Lord, give us the grace to be accountable. Woo! So Hebrews 13 and 5 says, for he, God himself, has said, I will not in any way fail you, nor give you up, nor leave you without support. Nor leave you without support. I will not, I will not, I will not in any way, in any degree leave you helpless, nor forsaken, nor let you down. I will not, I will not, I will not. In the book, it actually says, I will not, I will not, I will not. I'm pretty sure the scripture doesn't say it three times, but God is intentional. I don't know if I ever noticed that. I will not, I will not, I will not. In any degree, leave you helpless. God is intentional, and that's necessary for us to be reminded. He will not leave us helpless. Now, here's our responsibility. We've got to heed to his voice, to whom he has called us to be accountable. His word, he's called us to be accountable. Our leaders, he's called us to be accountable to. But we've got to stay accountable, and then we got to obey. And part of what we talked about in the webinar was the fact that we've got some homework. We've got to evaluate and then be accountable to what God is saying, and then be accountable to what God shows us, and then submit to leadership that allows us to grow and then understand, that's a little tough. That's a little difficult, but it's lining up with the word and God saying, I will not leave you helpless. That means I'm going to send you help. I'm going to send you help, but the help is not going to cause your flesh to just feel good. I'm going to send you help, but many of us have had help. We just didn't like the help. Uh-oh, time to sip. I got apple elderberry. What are you drinking? Wait a minute. I don't think the scripture said that God was going to send us help that we liked. I don't think the scripture said that God was going to send us help that made us feel good. I don't think the scripture said he was going to send us help that agreed with everything that we were wanting to do in our flesh. Uh-oh, that's not the issue. God sends us help. The Holy Spirit is our greatest help. And let me tell you, if you're tapped into Holy Spirit, you will get corrected continuously, because God corrects those that he loves. You know why? Because he knows correction brings maturity. And if you're going to be a helpmate that is suitable, you got to keep maturing. I'm thinking this might be helpmate advanced level today. So well, if you, this is your first time, hold on. Because I didn't realize we were going this deep. We haven't had a tip in a while, Lord. He said, yeah, step it up. Y'all haven't had some tips in a while. Step it up. People are getting lax. He doesn't give me tips like this if people are doing what they're supposed to. No, people are getting lax in their helpmate role. They're getting lax in who I've called for them to be accountable to. You know, they're looking at it, oh, no, I don't want that. Oh, no, I'd rather have this. What? I send you help and you don't use the help? Then don't complain. I had to realize that some of my prayers were already being answered. I just didn't like the answer. Now you better sip. When I honestly didn't understand, I had to realize God had answered some of my prayers. I just didn't like the answer. So I kept praying. Because I wanted something different than the word of God. I wanted something different than something I didn't like. I wanted something different than what I felt was easy for me. So I kept praying. God was like, you already prayed that. I already helped. I already sent the answer. Now be accountable to what I said. Now be accountable to what my word. I showed you a scripture. You saw the scripture and you didn't like it. Yeah, be accountable. If you're going to be sued. Okay, so I will not leave you helpless. So let's go back and be accountable to what God's already said. Our next level is there. Our next level in the spirit, our next level in our marriage, our next level in our relationship with God is in those answers that maybe we weren't accountable. Maybe we started something and didn't stick with it. Maybe we heard the answer and didn't like it. Maybe someone that God has called us to be accountable to said something that we didn't like. Yeah. And then we got mad because the results weren't so great. And now we're looking at God and looking at the circumstances, looking at our marriage, looking at our priest, prophet, and king. And like, wait a minute, God's like, already sent the help, already sent the answer. Now you just have to be accountable to it. Woo! So now let's go back. Take care of your homework. Let's go back. Read it, reread it, re-listen to it. Let's go back and look at those scriptures. So yes, declare, I am accountable. That's big girl stuff. You want to be suitable, you also have to be accountable. Apple elderberry sparkling juice, I'm just saying. Apple elderberry sparkling juice, if you want to be suitable, you have to be accountable to his word. Whew! My goodness. I am accountable. Ooh, to my king. I am accountable to Holy Spirit. I am accountable to those God has set in leadership. Yeah. It's a big deal. So let's just take some time this week and look at, are there things God has told me, said to me, led me to, asked me to do that I was not accountable? Let's recommit. Let's recommit. Let's recommit to that. Because if we want to see change in our marriage, if we want to see change in our relationships, if we want to see change in our circumstances, in our situation, we've got to be accountable to what God has asked. We can't keep blaming. I'm going to speak for me. I was blaming everybody around me, including my husband. And I thought I was justified. And God was like, be accountable to what you know. Be accountable to what you've read. Be accountable to what I said. And take your eyes off everybody else. Be accountable for yourself. Help me. And then all things will be added. Because you can't be righteous without being accountable. I'm not even going to go into that. Woo! That's a whole nother tip. You can't be righteous without being accountable. Whew. My Lord, how can you be suitable and not accountable? That's good. That's good. Take your last sip. I know this was a rough one. But we got to be accountable. We're going to stretch ourselves. Can't be righteous without being accountable. Woo! All right, open up your, had it upside down, open up your tips and sips journal. Write it in your journal. Start evaluating. Look back on some things that he asked you to do and you didn't do. Get your focus right and be accountable to his word. Be accountable to the scriptures. Be accountable to the things you've read. Be accountable to your leaders. Get what you need. Get what you need. Because you can't say you're righteous without being accountable. It's not possible. It's not possible. Recommit. Recommit. And that's why we do these tips ongoing. This requires us to recommit. This is big girl stuff. We got to recommit all the time. Don't beat yourself up because you have to constantly recommit. Just do it. Just do it consistently. Because you know it's word. Deep down in your spirit, you know it's right. You know what? When you hear word, there's something in your spirit. When you hear it, you know. Now, whether you heed to it, that's going to say whether or not you're accountable and mature. All right, get your journal, write your notes. Let's stay accountable. This is going to be a great week. This is going to be a great week. So commit, recommit, and be accountable. Meet me on prayer, speaking of which, on Tuesday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we're going to pray. We're going to cover our kings. We're going to make sure they are completely covered. I don't know what the target will be this week. But we will ask God and come together 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time and pray for them, cover them. It's our assignment if we're suitable, even if we haven't met them yet. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Tell your unmarried friends. They need to be preparing and praying for, Lord, if they know what I know. Pray for them ahead of time, please. Lord Jesus, pray for them ahead of time. He needs it.